Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Psalm 103 and verse 1, I read it yesterday, but I would like to read it again today. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. But then the next verse goes on to remind us, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Well, it's so easy to do that, is it not? You see, it wasn't that these people from Israel didn't know that God was. They understood that He existed, but they needed to be reminded to remember who God was and what He had done for them. Friend, as you're listening today, what has God done for you? Now, if you're not saved, you might be thinking, God hasn't really done much for me, but oh yes, He has. He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, God has done great things for you. And of course, if you're saved, you know that God's done wonderful things for you, not just salvation, but so many blessings and answering our prayers and giving us good friends and good families. There's an old song, I haven't heard it in a long time, but it says, roll back the curtains of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and tend to forget. So remind me, dear Lord. And we humans have such a tendency to forget where God did bring us from. I grew up in a broken home, and I think about what would I have been if I had not found Christ as my Savior and then later surrendered to Him as my Lord to serve Him in whatever means He would have me to do. Well, can I remind us today about the great purpose that God has for us as individual Christians and also as a church? Now, a local church has several purposes. There are at least three major ones. One, worshiping and praising the Lord, and that's just part of our being if we're saved, to want to reach out to Him and praise Him and worship Him. And then, of course, we also have fellowship among the saints and encouraging each other, edifying each other. That also is such a wonderful and a needed thing. And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad for fellow Christians who can sometimes straighten me out when I need to be straightened out and encourage me when I'm discouraged. And the fellowship among believers, there are many verses in the New Testament, I call them one another verses. We're to love one another and encourage one another and so on. Well, another great purpose of the church is world evangelism. That's what we try to do here at Baptist International Missions Incorporated. What's a church to be known for? For beautiful buildings, for philanthropy, for a sports team maybe in a Christian school, for education. There are all kinds of things when people would look at a church and think about, but you know, firemen, they have a wonderful job to do. They have a very important job to do. But some of the times they clean and they wax their trucks. You might even see them up under the fender well of a truck, cleaning it up, making it look nice. But that is not the purpose for their existence. If an alarm comes in, they do not hesitate to go, even though they know that truck's no longer going to be clean. It will be dirty. So the purpose of the fireman is not just to keep the truck clean. Well, the purpose of the church is not just to have nice buildings and even have Christian schools. All of these things are fine. But our purpose, friends, is to concentrate on people. You know, we can be successful in something that does not really matter, and I'm afraid that would be a failure to do God's will. Let's be reminded this week as we thank God, and as we're thanking God for all He's done for us, let's not forget the great purpose for which we exist.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.